Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm Al.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional vet spouse.
Say goodbye.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Not Another Military Spouse, brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse, powered by DV Radio on WDVR. That is a mouthful. I am Owl. I am here joined today by my lovely Shrew.
Hey, guys.
And my lovely Raven.
Hey, guys.
And Mr. Chappie is here.
Hello.
Didn't we fire him?
We did fire him, but for the time being, Chappie is here to kind of help us progress our way into being hosts since it is a new show and a new thing for us. But yeah, so let's get this fucking show on the road. I'm getting distracted. What are you drinking, Shrew?
Tonight, I sadly just have Coke again. My husband's at work and I have both of my children. So I have to be an adult, and I don't like it.
Damn. Raven, what are you drinking?
I am currently drinking a Miller Lite because my husband is home, and I don't have to deal with the children, so I don't have to adult.
I hate you.
Yay me.
I love that. Chappie, what were you drinking? I don't think you have a drink right now, but...
I had some lovely iced tea.
Very nice.
What about you, Al?
I just finished some lovely caffeine, and Chappie so graciously made me an Arnold Palmer iced tea with some vodka in it, which I will be sipping on through the rest of the show.
Oh, this should get fun.
Y'all haven't seen that side of Owl yet. I don't know.
I'm excited.
The world is ready. I don't know if DV Radio wants that necessarily, but...
I think the world deserves that.
They do.
I don't know. You can ask Chappie about that. He's seen me.
As long as I don't have to hold her hair and while she's puking, I'm okay.
Listen, don't air my dirty laundry on the air. That's not cool.
I thought it was my job to get fired from this show.
You know, it's a shorter road now than I thought it was, apparently.
I mean, I thought we fired him because he wasn't a spouse.
That is very true. He lets me on disgruntled discussions, so fair is fair.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And we are on a veteran radio station, so I can't really.
I'm your token.
You are. I'm usually the token civilian, so you are officially the token veteran. That feels really weird to say. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with it. If you approve of it, that's fine with me. All right.
Chappie approved.
Chappie fucking approves. So we're going to jump right into our favorite segment, or my favorite segment, because I like to complain and rant. What is pissing you off this week? So, Shrew, please lead us in what is pissing you off.
You know what's pissing me off this week is fucking playdates. You know how fucking stupid playdates are?
You just had me, like, ugly laugh, so thank you for that.
You're welcome for that.
You guys can't see it, but that face was fantastic.
Oh, God, I'm turning red. This is bad. We're going on.
So, you get to do a new base, or whatever, or you've been at one for 7 fucking years, like I have. Oh, I want to meet new people. Oh, my kid needs friends. We'll have a play date, everyone says. No, you don't have a fucking play date. Do you know what a play date means? You have to clean your house. And everyone says, oh no, don't worry about it, the mess is fine. No, bitch, I know what you're gonna do when you leave. Oh, her house is fucking dirty. Do you see all that laundry piled in the corner? You know, I don't fucking care about my laundry. Leave my laundry out of this. I don't need your judgy shit here. Go away. But I had a play date today and I had to clean my house like a functional ass adult. I'm not here for it, guys.
Did she like, did the spouse like walk in and be like, oh.
No, the girl that was here today was actually really cool. Thank God. I've filtered out most of the crazies.
Well, that's good. I mean, you have been there for 7 years, so I'm sure you have it down to a science by now. I'm still trying to figure out my shit.
They're getting,
she's gonna get a,
they're what?
She's gonna get a new wave soon.
Oh yeah, it is a PCS season. As
it's getting there.
I actually just learned, because I didn't know that, like, I thought you could just PCS whenever. I didn't know there was like certain times of the year where it was a more like
guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really know that either. Since I have married Wargle, I have learned that you have like this big world and then you have like super mini worlds. Like you have college and then you have like the normal single people life and then you have normal married life and then you have military life. And yeah. It's consistent of whiskey, cigarettes, and bucks not being given.
Exactly.
That is very true. I mean, we live near a busy town, 3 colleges, and a military, and an Air Force base. So,
oh God,
I never really thought about. Yeah, the course Carson is how many? Like 30,000.
Yeah, you guys have the academy there too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Air Force Academy.
Yeah, we have Peterson Air Force, like maybe 15 minutes from here. And then you have a community college, and then a university, and then like another fucking random college.
And then out by Denver, there's another Air Force.
There is. And then there's the National, I don't know if they have their own.
I don't know.
But I know that's like not far either. Anyway, Raven.
What's up?
Mad.
What am I mad about?
Yes.
So this is odd to say because it's so out of character for me. I'm fucking happy this week.
What the hell?
Are you okay?
Right?
Should we be worried?
Oh, wait. I do have a complaint.
Oh, thank God. So. Oh my gosh. I was about to send out a search team.
Fucking.
We got like a fucking. Times if you're captured?
Yeah. Is War Eagle like.
Holding you captive?
Yeah.
Is this a body snatcher thing? What's going on?
I mean, can you guys see me? Can you see me?
Now I can.
Y'all can't see it. She just mouthed, help me.
So I am feeling another fucking sinus infection. I am mad about these stupid ass allergies. Other than that, my world is good.
Girl,
feel your pain.
There's these little, okay, so I've always lived my entire life in a very humid environment living in New Jersey. So out here, I come out and I'm like, what are these little white fuzzy things flying through the fucking sky all day long?
Oh, did you get introduced to cottonwood?
Right.
Yeah. I literally, my throat, my glands are like just like swollen permanently. Yeah. I thought I had avoided and gotten allergies out of my life, but I was sorely mistaken.
No. I've had to start. Do you guys know what a sinus flush is?
No.
I live for those things.
Oh my God. You literally take a bottle of water and you squirt it up your nose. Yeah. And you squirt it up one side of your nose and then it goes all through your sinuses and out the other side. It's the weirdest fucking thing and you feel like you're going to drown. But they, I'm pretty sure, have saved my life.
I think I'm going to pause the show right now and go drive down to Walgreens. I'll see you guys in like 15. Can you run the show?
Hey, just give us Chappie for a minute. It'll be fine.
No,
Chappie. I'll get fired. I'm down for this.
Chappie, he's not allowed. Chappie, what's making you mad this week?
Privates. I hate them all.
Yes.
To be clear, enlisted privates.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Tuesday, fucking Mr. Brand New Private didn't schedule a ride because he doesn't have a goddamn car, and he's late to PT. But not only is he late, but he turns out to be like an hour and a half late, even though where he lives and where we work is like a 15-minute walk. The motherfucker got lost and went down the wrong road. I'm like telling you, you can see where he lives and where we work. And he went the wrong way. And he ended up running like 5 miles because he pinged me where he was. And I'm like, dude, you went the wrong way.
And he can ping you where he was, but he can't use his fucking GPS to get there.
That's a good point.
Well, it's not like fucking these buildings have like, oh, you know, you're a 15 East Drive or something.
But you could have dropped a what are they, a tack or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I did all the time. All
true. Help the old girl out.
Well, I can't tell you he's the smartest. He is a private.
He's a sweetheart, though. He's a good.
Yeah, he's a good egg. He's a good egg.
He's just a little
dumb.
Yeah.
He's private. And then even better, fucking two nights ago, not my private, but another private decides to smoke weed in the fucking barracks, and now we have to do inspections every morning at 5:50 and go in on weekends and make sure they're not smoking the dope. And I'm like, motherfuckers, if you're gonna get kicked out of the army, just fucking, why'd you even join? Because that's what they're doing. That's like the big trend right now, is they're all smoking weed to get kicked out of the army with an honorable discharge.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
That's how they do. They got wooden balls, man.
I got a joint here, man. I've been saving for a special occasion.
Play on fire, man.
Hey, I hope the drums don't mess up your upholstery.
That's something.
Welcome to this new generation.
Fucking A. Okay, that one's pissing me off, too. I'm not even going to get started on it, though.
Yeah,
our show will be over, and I will not be allowed to talk anymore.
Yeah, our show will be flagged real quick.
But yeah, they're going to be like, that one needs to go.
Yeah. But we, it's just annoying, because now, even on Saturday and Sunday, you know, he has to get up at, what?
I can go in whenever I want to, but it's the fact that I have to go there.
Yeah, you have to drive on post, which is something we despise doing as is, and then check on these motherfuckers.
Yep. Thank God I have CQ this weekend. I don't have to actually do it.
You do. You're going to make me bring half. When Chappie goes to CQ, he makes me bring half our fucking living room to the goddamn bear. Like, last time, he made me bring a small television, an Xbox, all the cords that go with it, a headset, the fucking controllers, all this food. Oh,
I was say it with me, Al. Nah, bitch.
You heard it here first. Nah, bitch. So, I'll be happy. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was opening a fucking moving company all of a sudden. It was so terrible. Both him and the other guy that was on duty with him both had their TVs side by side, sitting there playing two different fucking Xbox games at the same time. And then they're like, oh, what's this chick doing sitting here? Oh, I didn't know you could have your girlfriend with you on CQ. So,
my wife.
Oh, well, yeah, they got shut down real quick when they were like, actually.
But, so does that count for what makes you mad this week?
No. It's not Sunday yet, so that's saved for next week's show, because we're not there yet. I have to like gradually work up to that anger. What's making me mad this week has nothing to do with you, which
that's a surprise.
Yay! Happy it made me mad this week. No, I have officially started dieting this week.
Oh, and we got a lot to celebrate today.
I'm very unhappy about it.
That's yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. It's making my blood sugar drop, and I'm just cranky all the time. And Chappie, stop nodding your head, motherfucker. Stop it. But no, I'm trying really hard to. What most people don't know is I lost like 70 or 80 pounds when I was younger. So now trying to keep the weight off is a struggle, especially when you're married to someone who could eat a literal tub of fucking lard for breakfast and lose weight. It's not fair. I think about the words Burger King and I fucking gain weight. But Chappie, no. He eats pasta and butter 7 days a week and he's fine. This is not fair. This is not what I signed up for. You know what? It's going to catch up to you. I swear. I'm putting it on record now. You're going to hit 40 and you're going to get that beer gut, man.
Note to self, stay away from Al while she's dieting, because she's going to hate me too.
Yep, I'm only fucking 8 hours away. I ain't going to piss her off. She can drive here. I'd be like, Al, it's good.
And you know what's funny is this started off as, Chappie, I'm not, this time you didn't piss me off, and then it turned into
Chappie, you pissed me off.
You're just in relation to it. It's my body, it's my problem, but it's just not fair, man. Like, I just don't understand it.
War Eagle is always throwing out how pissed off he gets because I can eat absolutely anything, but he looks in the direction of a cake and he gains weight.
They see War Eagle and I need to have a conversation because...
No, because then y'all gonna be plotting against me and Chappie.
So this actually kind of brings up a question that I saw in my underground. I know I'm kind of going off topic, but one of my members wanted to ask, how do you go about encouraging your wife?
That was actually in our underground.
Oh, that was in your underground. Oh,
that was our underground.
Don't get it twisted.
Who probably is listening? If he is listening, hello, we love you.
Hello. I hope it goes well.
Yes, he asked us. Because his wife is on her own weight loss journey right now, and he's the sweetest guy. Like, he would go above and beyond for
anyone.
His wife. Literally anyone. Literally. We were, like, drunk blubbering together at the meetup last week. But, yeah, he just wanted advice on how to encourage his wife and how to, you know,
So what would you say?
Well, I told him that he needs to remind her, and this is something that was hard for me to understand for myself, was that to make that lifestyle change was for me. It's not for you, it's not for anybody else, it's not for vanity, it's for myself to know that I'm in a healthy place in my life, and that's what's gonna make me happy. If it made me happy was eating pizza three meals a day, I would. I wouldn't care, because I know you'd love me either way, but.
That'd make me happy.
I know it would, but...
Or how about that pasta and butter?
Listen, dude, you go make your own damn pasta and butter. I'm not making pasta and butter this week. But, yeah.
What do you girls think?
About his question?
Yes.
You know, I told him to make sure that he expresses how proud he is of her, that she is doing this for herself and doing it because it makes her happy. But I think the most important thing I told him, and I really hope he took this to heart, I told him to grab her ass.
Yes, I love that. Like, just like really bring back the, hey baby, like you're fucking hot. Like you're...
Yeah, like let's hop back in the back seat for a minute.
Yeah. No, that's really important.
I like this. You're going on a diet?
Chappie's like, oh, hey, wait a second. What can I do now?
Wait, this diet
I'm
is
sorry,
good.
The show's over now. We'll be back.
Okay, they're going to pause. True and I will continue.
I hate you.
There you go.
So much. No, it is really important. And, you know, just keeping that spark. Because I think they've been married for, what, like 15, 20 years?
So, sure. What would be your advice?
I kind of relate because, like, my husband's going on his whole weight loss thing to get healthier. I don't really know, though. It's a difficult question for some reason. Words are escaping me.
So
mostly just, like, be there, you know? Don't... Fuck, I don't know.
It's a tough line, and someone made this comment, too. I forget what the exact comment was, but it was basically, like, saying, you know... Don't put too much emphasis on it as if, like, you're noticing, like, oh, you've lost a couple pounds. Like, I don't know. That, to me, is in my head. Like, that puts off, like, red alarms of, like, I need to check my weight right now. I need to check, like...
Yeah. Don't bring attention to it.
Yeah. But just, like, don't, encouraging words.
Yeah, it was, like, don't overdo it and make it that you're more attracted to her now were before.
Yes.
Is how I kind of read into it. And I totally agree with that because... one of the things I do tell War Eagle when he gets on his kick is, I'm going to love you either way. You do what makes you happy.
Right.
Either way, like, I'd still hit that.
Right? That's
not, that's exactly.
Like, especially for dudes, it's all you need to say is like, hey.
I know, right?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I tell my husband. Like, you know, this is your thing. Like, you do what you want to do. I'm here for you, but only do it if it's what's making you happy.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I've realized, like, I know girls that in their heads really struggle with weight. And to me, they look fine. But I think they handle it better than guys. Guys who think they're overweight and they have a body image issue, they do not handle that well.
They don't. It gets brutal.
You know what I mean, too, is that, like, I feel like for women, we're already aware of the fact that, like, you know, you have a harder time losing weight. Your metabolism is completely different than a male. So for men, if you're not, you know, successful in losing weight right away, I feel like they're like, wow, this should be a lot easier than it is. I don't know.
And guys are also a lot more brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I literally tell my soldiers, hey, you're getting fat. And I have a few guys where I call them two fingers because I can fit two fingers underneath their belly and they can't see it.
Yeah.
But that's
not the
mentality.
It's even worse for the soldiers because they like that instant gratification and they know they have to keep in rigs.
Yeah, that's a big
one. So.
All right, I think I diverged you guys enough. I know you have your own schedule.
No. I want to hear... I like hearing your male perspective.
Yeah, I just call everyone fat.
You do. You got in trouble for it once, too.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Warrigal wasn't known for being exactly nice either, so.
It wasn't, you know what the funny part is? It wasn't even the army that yelled at me. It was a girlfriend.
The fuck?
What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was a girlfriend that yelled at me.
So.
Girl, bye.
All right. Right? So what's your next subject?
Well, we have a whole other segment planned, so.
Oh, so we can keep talking?
Yeah.
You feeling that Arnold Palmer now?
No. I don't even know how strong Chappie made it. How strong did you make this drink?
I don't know.
Can you taste the vodka?
Usually I put the ice in first and I can judge it off the ice, but this time I was just like, vodka, 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 vodka.
Did someone just say... what's the two shots of vodka, that like lady that pours the vodka into like the blender or whatever. That's like my favorite video on the internet.
Wait, I haven't seen this. I have to find it now.
Okay. So can we talk about funny things on the internet real quick?
Yes.
Yes. There's plenty of them right now.
Yes. Okay. So one of the things I make fun of the most, and you guys know this, I make fun of our spouse pages every day.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just have them for amusement. And on the spouse page, they ask the stupidest freaking questions. One of them asked, who do I go talk to about my husband's LES? I need to get it fixed. Like, what? You don't go get that fixed. Your husband gets that fixed. Calm it down. I always go, like, I watch that and it shocks the shit out of me when they do that.
I don't know. There's just so many random things that
you know what,
talk about.
You know what, though? There is, all right, so I didn't get BAH for like 6 months. And we were getting to the point where my chain of command was useless. And Al was like, who the fuck do I have to go scream at so we can get our fucking money?
That was like life or death, though. That was like, hey, our rent's coming up. We don't have the money to back it because we've been moving for basically the past 6 months between me moving out here and us moving to our new apartment. So it was like, if I have to yell, I'll fucking yell. But
yeah, and that I get. But when you just have random ass people, like my husband's deployed.
Yeah.
I need to see his LES because I don't believe what he's saying. Like,
oh, that's fucked.
No.
Yeah, she gets sketchy.
That's his money. Back off.
Yeah.
He's getting shot at for that, not you.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that about wraps it up for our first segment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Not Another Military Spouse, powered by DV Radio, powered by
WDVR.
You're fired.
Damn it, Chappie.
Fucking fired. We'll be right back.
And now you can say, you're fired.
DV Radio.
This week on the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog, I talk with Aaron and Stephanie Voris and trainer Leah Patterson about a recent incident in which Aaron was denied access to a Nashville restaurant with his service dog Harvey, and the gross misrepresentation of the incident in the media, which made it look like Aaron was faking it. That's the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog right here on DV Radio, WDVR.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now.
DV Radio.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
Let's get it on.
We've got some food red made for you!
The music.
Go!
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
Welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse, brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse on DV Radio, powered by WDVR. I am Owl, your lovely host. I am joined here back by Shrew.
Hey.
Little person.
A.K.A. Tiny Satan.
Yes. Raven.
Uh-oh. What's up, guys?
And Chappie is falling asleep, but he's still here.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Chappie.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I'm just here. I'm alive. I haven't killed anyone yet.
And more importantly, Owl hasn't killed you.
God bless. Aww. I don't have the kind of bail money to bail him out of jail. Or myself.
So. We got you.
That's what we're for, yeah.
You better.
We got a river in the backyard.
Protect yourself.
See, y'all need to do what we did. We created a GoFundMe for bail money for admin.
Yeah, that did. I also have like 5 to 6 people. If like shit hits the fan, I can call for a pig farm at any point in time.
That's true.
See? You always need to know what the local pig farm is.
Yeah. So for our second segment, we'd like to talk about different struggles and different ways to get through deployments during deployment time. Does anyone want to start us off here?
So, okay, do we want horror stories or do we want coping mechanisms?
Let's start with horror stories. Let's start. I always like to get my bad news first and then the good news. So let's start with the horror stories.
Okay. So in October, my husband got sent TDY to Puerto Rico to give like humanitarian aid and whatever. And we got less than a week's notice. And I'm like, okay, cool. It's all right. We got this. We'll make it work. Well, during the month that he was gone, it's like the second week, because Murphy's Law is a bitch and a half. I pick my daughter up from school and she's covered like head to toe in hives. Which typically only happens if she gets penicillin. So I don't know what the fuck caused this, because they were at school. And so I go to the doctor and they give her steroids to make it go away. And then she has a reaction to the steroids. So she spends a week throwing up.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I'm here by myself, no family, not particularly that many friends either. Stuck in a house with a puking, 4-year-old, a hellion of a 1-year-old, and somehow we survive, and I think it's over. And so I'm like, okay, I need food. So I go out to get pizza after we go to this Halloween event with our squadron. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go pick up the pizza and we'll go home. She's not feeling good, we can make this. Like, I just need food. Get to the pizza place and she barfs all over herself in the car, all over her Rapunzel dress.
Dr. Octagonopus!
And I'm just like, what the fuck do I do now? And so I flagged down this poor airman coming out of the pizza joint, and I'm like, hey, look, I have a military ID. My husband's in the military. I want my fucking pizza. Can you please take my card and go pay for it? Thank you, stranger. That'd be great. And he's looking at me like I'm some crazy bitch, because I am at this point, because fucking deployments and TDYs.
I would just show him, like, your child and be like, hey, I'm not trying to be, like, crazy parking lot lady. Like, I'm just trying to get through the next 4 hours of my life here.
Did he do it?
Oh, he did it. He looked at me like I was fucking nuts the whole time. And I was like, I showed him my ID. He has my last name. I wonder if he's going to try to email my husband that his wife is batshit crazy. Oh, well.
Well, you could have asked him to watch the kid.
Somehow that seemed sketchier.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there are options.
Yeah. I feel like he would have rather pick up a pizza than handle a puking baby.
Yeah. I was like, it was bad. I seriously looked like a crazy person, but I got my fucking pizza and I had some food and then I cried and it was all better.
Well, that shows your strength that you're like, you know what? Shit hit the fan. I need to act on my feet here and this is what I'm going to do about it.
Oh, I forgot my favorite part.
What?
So somehow in all of this, my priority was the fact that she had puked on her Rapunzel dress a week before Halloween. And so before I did anything else, I called my friend and begged her to go pick up another fucking Rapunzel dress. So yeah, it was a good day, guys. It was a good day.
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was something else, let me tell you.
Raven, you said that you haven't deployed with War Eagle.
No.
But do you have any deployment stories that you've experienced that you're willing to disclose?
You know what? For the sake of this show, I will do it.
Oh God, I'm so excited right now.
You know, it is not exciting. Not in one single way. but I feel kind of like a bump on the log if I don't add in. I mean, I guess I could put Warfighter Week in there, but somehow it doesn't seem to compare. The biggest one I had is, you know, I dated a guy for a couple years and he went, I don't even want to say it because I don't want him to hear this fucking show and be like, ah,
you totally don't have to.
You don't have
totally
to
cut this out. It's not a big deal.
Nope. That's fine. It's not a big deal. He went forward to train soldiers in Africa. And so that was only for a couple months. So I don't have the months on end to go with it. So, like, my biggest thing was, when am I going to get that next email, or when am I going to get the phone call?
Right.
I didn't live on base. I didn't deal with the other spouses at the time. I will say, as I mentioned, the warfighter exercise, that was on a whole more difficult than that deployment. So in the aspect of having to, because he was going overnight to do this warfighter on post. So it just threw the entire house off.
Yeah.
You know, he would be at work at night and sleep during the day. So we would have to keep breakfast, lunches, and dinners quiet and everything, cleaning the house quiet, which is nothing compared to your guys' deployment. So I've always told everybody I was like, I was just like a pretend military spouse.
No, you still
because I didn't have to do all of that.
No.
You still went through the shit, though. I mean,
yeah, it just wasn't like the same type of shit.
You know what's funny is the veteran community has the same like outlook. They're like, oh, like the vets that haven't deployed are like, well, you know, I never deployed, so I don't even know if I'm a veteran. And then like the guys that have deployed are like, no, dude, you just weren't chosen. Not your fault, you know. As long as you weren't like a guy trying to ditch out on deployments. I just find it funny that there's like the correlation.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have like a defining line of, are you a veteran or not? I only say that because I see it on your page. I see the question asked a lot on disgruntled vets.
Yeah.
Or like, should I be here? I'm not technically a veteran, or, you know.
Yeah. No, you know what? I definitely feel like a military spouse, especially since we went through the retirement. Because, dude, I've fought so hard for him and with him.
Yeah.
Because the Army tried to fuck him, like, in every way when he did. They tried to fuck him.
And you know what? You guys are trying to figure out, like, the part that a lot of people aren't at yet is, like, the hard part of getting out, you know, going through that next stage of life. And that's something that's really admirable to, you know, fight.
I really did. I jumped in right at the end. And so, like, I didn't have – I went from knowing next to nothing – about the military life to literally being thrown in and having to learn. Dude, I didn't know what the fuck the PX was. I didn't know what the commissary was. Everybody kept talking about the shopette, and I'm like,
yeah.
Who?
I'm like, what the fuck is a shopette?
Now I know what the shopette is because I know where I can get my fucking wine 24 hours. But it's a lot of terminology that I still...
Yeah. So I went from knowing nothing to having to learn all of this, learn where to go to get my prescriptions, where to go to the doctor, where to, you know. And then I have to learn, a whole, just 2 years later, have to learn everything about the VA.
Yeah. That's a whole other show, honestly, is...
That's a whole other, like, three shows.
Yeah, that could be a series on our podcast.
Mandy's VA moments.
Mandy's VA moments. They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty.
Oh my god, crazy little one.
Sorry, guys.
She's a crazy little girl.
She's cute, though.
She's adorable.
It's the only thing that saves her. If I was a lion, I would eat my young.
That's so funny that you say that, Shrew. My mom used to say that.
It's just so fun sometimes.
Why do I always...
So, what's your story?
How? Okay. You know, I feel bad because... I haven't really experienced a true deployment. Kind of like Raven, how you were saying you don't feel like you've experienced the true deployment. Chappie has, he went on rotation last year. He's been to Afghanistan 2013 to 2014. Yeah.
And then I did a 9-month rotation to Germany, Latvia, Poland.
In 2017. So we didn't know each other for his Afghanistan tour. So I feel like, and also I was home, I was living with my parents, you know, I had a really good support system. So I didn't experience, you know, Murphy's Law and all of those things, but I can say there were tough days and there were days where I was, you know, depressed and trying to find my way through it and ugly crying my day through. But there's one day in particular that was probably the hardest day. No, actually I lied. The hardest day was probably the day before you got home. I had already gotten out here. I was out here for about a week. I was living with his squad leader at the time. And she had already left. So I was living in this big house by myself. First time living out of my parents' house, first time traveling this far west in another state. You know, I had a suitcase with me and a couple dollars in on my debit card, and that was about it. And I had gotten news that Chappie wasn't going to be home for I think another 48 hours. And I did not sleep, did not eat, just like sat there and cried. And I felt so stupid because I was like, you're at the hardest part is over. You're there. He's finally coming home. You're finally starting your lives. We've been married at this point for what, 4 months, 3 months. So I if anything, I felt like mad at myself, but it was just like the most heartbreaking news to hear, like his plane has been delayed, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's such like a normal feeling too. Like, and I think it's so funny because we beat ourselves up over feeling things like that. It's like, okay, but this is the person that we live for. Like, we've left everything behind to be with them, to support them through this. And we're like ready and we've reached the end and the hardest part is over and you think it's over and then boom, like, nope.
Yeah. That was really truly the straw that like broke the camel's back for me. It was just hearing that of like, and I had already like, as stupid as it sounds, I had like gotten my hair done. Like I got pressured into buying a new dress. Like I was ready to go. And I think he got home at like 4 o'clock in the morning and I was just like, stayed up all night, like bedhead, like, did, you know, but that was probably the hardest day next to leaving my family. That was a rough one.
And I think what like a lot of active duty and veterans don't understand is, you know, unless you find the person right outside base, which I would, that's kind of scary. But like when you take someone from their home and then you're like, all right, hey, we're going to Hawaii, or hey, we're going to Alaska or Fort Carson, or, you know, you're taking them out of their environment. They have no support structure. And you're just like, all right, here's a house, live.
Yeah, it's a lot, especially since, you know, before I met you, I'm going to be transparent about it. This was not the, you know, when you think of the path you're going to take in your head of where you're going to go, this was not it. I didn't expect to say, someone say to me, hey, come move to Colorado with me, you know, in a year or 6 months or whatever. So, and my family and friends didn't expect it either. So they were like, they're all like, earth to owl. What are you doing? You're going to Colorado? But, you know, you make these choices because you care about the person and you care about your relationship and you just kind of go with it, you know? You guys know that. You've all done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Speaking, like, one of the biggest fears for us was while he was active duty, you know, we bought the house. I had Vincenzo. I won't leave where I am because I have 3 children here and their dad is also here. So I'm not going to up and move away from my kids. So our biggest fear, and I know for a fact that there are other families out there like this. I remember Frank calling me and he just sounded so like beaten down. And he said, I've got bad news. And I instantly, I broke down. I knew it was the last thing I wanted to hear. Everything in my heart and in my gut told me that he got PCS orders and had to leave and I couldn't go with him. But he's a jackass and he doesn't know how to give bad news, as in I'm gonna have to work late because I have CQ this weekend.
Wow. War Eagle.
Horrible.
That's just dirty.
Like, I'm doing an ugly sob cry. Like, my eyes are swollen. I can't speak. I've lost my husband. Like, he's going to go out there and meet fucking female Jody. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
My life crumbled.
I can't blame you. If it makes you feel any better, Chappie, and this is not meant to be like a negative story, but at the time it was pretty sad. Chappie and I were dating for probably a year at that point, maybe like 8-9 months. And he had decided to go back active duty. So we were in that waiting game of like, hey, where is he going to go? How far is he going to go? You know, with my luck, it was going to be like fucking Germany or some shit. But I think like the 2 or 3 days before my birthday, he told me, like, hey, I'm going to Colorado.
Yeah.
So that was a rough one.
Yeah, your heart just, like, shrivels up and it sinks and it's in your throat and you're like, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
poke you in the eye.
Yeah. You want to really be like, you know, this is a new adventure that you're taking in life. And, you know, little did I know, I'd go out there 3 months later and we decide to get married and, you know, live our lives. But enough of the sad stuff. I want to hear.
That wasn't sad. Like, you guys couldn't see it, but Owl was looking at Chappie with the most, like, if her little eyeballs could turn into hearts, they would have.
You guys can't even, like, you don't even know how often we get, like, you guys are the mushiest couple ever, la la la. And we don't see it because we, literally last night we were wrestling. Not, like, cute haha play wrestling. No, no, no. Chappie was, like, fucking neck locking me. Like, threatening to throw me off the bed, like, fighting tooth and nail. And I'm, like, you don't see those moments. Stop it. Stop it.
You know what? Frank and I are the same way, though. When we first got together, I remember somebody, I think we'd been together like, just a couple months. And somebody walked up to us and they're like, seriously, are you guys always like this? Can you go? We are so sick of watching you kiss. And we're like, look the other fucking direction.
Yeah. We get that all the time.
Well, we get a lot of, wow, you guys finish each other's sentences a lot.
We do. Well, no, we don't even finish each other's sentences. We, like, say the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, more than we should.
It's scary.
It's very scary to, like, enter into somebody else's mind and not even realize
but
it.
But that's good, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, like, whatever. I don't know if I want to enter into that mind. Ow!
Abuse, damn it.
It was open hand. I'm all right.
So we have a policy.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Open hand is okay. If you close a fist, that's when things are no longer okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this over the internet, but or over the radio, but I am anyway.
Disclaimer, Chappie does not abuse Owl.
No, he does not abuse me.
It's the other way around.
It's definitely the other way around.
Oh, and my God.
I don't know if
Frank
I should
had that. War Eagle had one of our friends. He was telling us today that I abused him emotionally and verbally, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Shrugs emoji. I don't know.
Yeah, like 10 minutes later I told the same guy to go fuck himself, and I'm like, maybe I am,
like,
emotionally abusive.
Not a problem. No,
maybe there's something to this claim.
So what are some of the coping mechanisms that you guys use for either, you know, deployments or, like, long weeks of them being out in the field, or especially Shrew. You have, like, a constant deployment of every 2 days.
Yeah, explain the situation. That I have never heard of.
So, okay, so my husband is a firefighter in the military, so they work 48-hour shifts. So they're on for 48, and then they're off for 48. So for 2 days, I am completely alone with these tiny people that I'm apparently responsible for. Who knew that's how parenthood worked? And it's crazy. It can be very trying at times. But you get through it. You know, you get a routine and you roll with it. But when he's deployed, like, a lot of times it'll be, you know, having a friend over on the weekend and cooking dinner together and watching a show together and just having some adult time. Even, you know, if kids are asleep or even if they're home, it's just having that other person there to talk to.
Yeah.
Which actually helped a lot. Like, when he was gone to Puerto Rico, my friend's husband was also gone with him. And so she came over every Saturday and we watched Grey's Anatomy.
She's, like, smiling at me right now, like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
She looked like those little eyeballs.
Yes.
She's, like, vicious.
You should put this on her resume when she gets older, been on the radio.
Yes. Building.
It could totally count. You know, it really sucks when you build your own army and they turn against you.
Minions, man. Vicious little children.
So, Raven, what about you? What coping mechanisms do you use?
You know, I kept busy. And one of the biggest things, like Shrew said, was adult conversation.
Yeah.
When you're stuck in the house all day, every day with little ones that like you love them, but when it's the same thing every day, like you pick up this mess and then you listen to them, you screech at you for no reason, and you cook them dinner and you bathe them and you put them to bed, and it's the same routine every day, and you literally get to talk about fucking Paw Patrol all day long. Like,
speaking of which, the creator of Paw Patrol, I just have so many bad words for them because I hate that show. I'm so tired of Paw Patrol.
You should write them a very aggressive letter. That's what I would do.
Yeah. We should.
What's the movie?
Frozen.
Frozen. What do you girls think?
Okay, no, don't give me I love that movie.
Frozen. No. Frozen is the devil?
No, it isn't.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Oh, Rihanna.
Okay, bye.
Awful. I wasn't going to let my kid watch that movie. And then my mother-in-law showed up with it on the DVD, and I was like, son of a bitch!
And now you have to watch it at any time, day or night.
That movie is how she learned to turn on the DVD player and put it on herself.
I love that movie. I'm not even going to lie. I will watch that fucking movie when no kid is in this fucking house.
I am judging.
I sing it to
so
Frank.
Hard.
You judge away. That is fine. I will take that judgment. I literally text War Eagle the entire song, and I do it like once every 3 months, and he's like, I fucking hate you.
Well, we have three opinions in the room, because I'm going on record of saying I have never seen it from beginning to end, or really like at all.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
Chappie, you're fired again.
Or ride your bikes around the hall.
No.
I hate all of you.
Yes, Raven.
This is not the same.
Chappie, did we just become best friends?
I think we did.
You can have them. I'll send them out to you. 8 hours? That's not too bad.
We don't need them now.
You do. You'd miss me.
I do. I would.
You know what? Yeah. Keep it up. I'll send you guys War Eagle.
No.
See?
No.
See?
Shrew's like, I don't want two now.
No.
One's hard enough.
For real.
You're going to gang up on me.
You know what? I like Moana too.
So
I haven't seen that one either. Have you seen that? No.
Back on topic.
No more Disney. This is my adult present for the week.
No.
Back on topic. Al, what did you use as, you know, a coping mechanism?
Crying. No, I'm kidding. Actually, no, I'm not. I would write a lot. I actually have a lot of even just entries on like the notes app on my phone of just like, I'm angry in this moment, or I'm sad in this moment. And it's shit that, like, I'll never let anyone read, you know? Like, it's just, it's for me to kind of, you know how, like, people write letters if they're angry and they won't send them? It's kind of, like, my thing. Some of them I've debated turning into articles for the page, but I don't know. I don't want to get too dark.
I think they're kind of cool, though, because I know that you would, like, look at them before we Skyped.
Yeah.
And it would kind of give you like, oh, well, you know, I haven't talked to you in 3 days. You know, this is what's happened and this is what I've felt.
Those aren't even what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah, I would do that. I would honestly, because I went through, especially in the beginning, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I stress out with not having enough to talk about and losing that connection during deployments. So I would write down every like thing that I thought was important to tell him during the week when we had like that conversation, because there was weeks obviously that went by that, you know, he was in the field or, you know, he couldn't talk or he had no reception. So that helped a ton, because the first couple weeks it felt like it was like, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? What are you doing today? Oh, I worked. What are you doing today? Oh, we did some bullshit, blah, blah, blah. So it was kind of just like I needed to create that conversation and to create that like you know,
that's like the smartest thing I've ever heard, because, you know, you tell them all this stuff and then the minute you get off the phone, you kick yourself in the ass because you think of 20 things that you wanted to tell them.
Yes. And that's what honestly turned me into a list person from this day forward, because I if I don't write it down, it's in one ear, not the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think that's so smart. We kind of did that. And, you know, it helps you prioritize too and be like, okay, maybe if he's had a bad week, I shouldn't tell him this. Instead, I'll focus on this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Because that's important too is, you know, they don't necessarily, to my knowledge, want to hear all the crap that's going on. They want to hear that you're, you know, okay and surviving and whatever.
Of course. No, I don't, I never want to like make a negative week out of it, but you know, kind of just being able to relate on some level, no matter what, right. whether it be, you know, like, I don't even care if it's the fucking weather, as long as it's something that we can be like, you know, talking about.
Yeah.
I actually had, this is kind of off topic, but kind of on topic. I had a comment, that I saw on, I forget what page it was. It wasn't one, it wasn't unconventional or anything like that. Woman, she was going through a lot of stress and anxiety. She was going through, like a lot of shit in her life. And she wanted to have her husband come home from deployment early.
She Red Cross.
Yeah.
She used the Red Cross to call her husband home because she missed him.
What in the ever-loving fuck? Who does that? Why? Why would you ever do that?
A master of horse fuckery does that. Wow. So how did that end?
I don't know. It was like she was asking, she was kind of just putting it out to the page of like, what should I do? Should I feel bad? Should I not do this? Has anybody else gone through this? And I didn't know how to respond. I genuinely didn't know how to respond because I didn't want to hurt her feelings and, you know, make her even more upset. But like, I don't know.
So I think I probably maybe would have handled that with like, hey, I understand it all. We kind of all feel that way, but that maybe isn't the best route.
Yeah. No.
Like there are so many resources out there to help, which is part of the problem is so many people don't know everything that's available to them. But there are so many other resources available on base and in your community to help with times like that when you're like, holy shit, I am overwhelmed and I can't handle this. And that's what those are for. The Red Cross is not for that.
No.
And I hate to say it, but that's kind of what the FRG is for too. You know, like by no means, I don't know if I should say this on the air. I by no means support the FRG, but that is what they're there for.
Right. You know? And like,
when they're not all bad. They're not all crazy.
Yeah. And like when I was doing the key spouse thing, like that's what we were for. We'd tell our spouses, hey, you know, contact us. We're here to help. Let us know what you need.
Yeah. Even like Chappie we had a Red Cross call last year and the FRG was there. Like they were calling me a couple times to see if I needed anything or to see if I was, you know, upset or distressed or anything like that.
And we weren't even married at that point. No. We were just engaged. But basically how it went was I lost the last living relative in my family. And my battalion commander wouldn't let me go home.
And of course, I'm sitting here stressed out. Like, you know, I'm literally helpless. Like, I can't do or say anything that's going to make this okay.
That's so horrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is. That's.
Would it end up being the last word?
So there's this thing called open door policy. So I opened door all the way up to my battalion commander and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've lost both my parents. You know, this is who raised me and you won't let me go home. Like,
and we were willing to pay for the flight home.
Like, yeah, I was like, everything. I'll use my own leave. I'll do whatever it takes. Just let me go home. And yeah, he wouldn't let me go.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's horrible. That's not, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. We had an E7 who went home 3 times.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So it was.
So, yeah.
It was frustrating.
And then I was also going through a hard time, like not just on top of that, you know, I had, you know, the death in my family and then my, I was a team leader at this point, we had a sergeant come in And so I got knocked out of my team leader position. I wasn't too salty about it, but then my squad leader didn't recognize that I'm going through like death. And she thought I was bitching and complaining about losing my team leader position. So she made my life hell.
And on top of that, I feel like the Germany rotation, or the Europe rotation, excuse me,
is useless.
It was frustrating for you because you most days you didn't have a mission of what you were
doing. It was like being back at Carson just without family. Yeah, like we did the same shit. Like there, like it wasn't like deployment where like I could go, I'm like, I'm doing something. No, it was like,
you're fixing a broken vehicle. You're in the fields
doing something stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm ranting now.
No.
Chappie, I have to say, I love your rants.
You have to. I want him to do videos of him ranting. I think it would be so funny.
It would be fantastic.
I got to find something that like triggers me. Like
that's not hard to do. Someone said the word Bradley the other day and we were 20 minutes into a rant.
Don't get me started.
You're not ranting right now. I'll kick you out. I'll really kick you out. Put you to bed.
Oh. I don't even know. What are we talking about? I just kind of went off.
We were talking about coping.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, so like.
But you know what? The thing is, whenever, because I see this question, and I'm sure you guys see this question like 20 times a day, because I follow all the spouse pages, not just like for Carson, but just in general. I see, you know, my husband's deployed, mm-hmm. first deployment, what can I do to keep myself, you know, positive. And the one I feel like I have like a copy and paste answer at this point is like what helped me was finding something for myself that was important. You know, whether it's you want to fucking go to the gym more, you want to learn how to play the piano, you want to go back to school or whatever it may be, just finding something that's solely for you that's going to better your life no matter what the capacity, that was the biggest thing for me. And having a support system, obviously.
I think one of the things that Shrew said was, you know, avoiding those tough topics if they're having a bad day or a bad week or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what a lot of spouses forget is that, like, yeah, you're going through a hard time, but, like, when you're over there, it's everything's heightened and, like,
and you're still missing us too, you know. It's not changed that they're like, oh, I'm deployed, you know.
Yeah, I was actually just gonna ask. I think it would do a lot of spouses good right now to hear the soldier's point of view from being forward.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked hearing drama that didn't have to do with us. That was always fun.
Yeah.
Or you know, just like how her day's going and what she's up to and
or like successes. I feel like that also helps. If I had like a good day.
Yeah.
Like hearing that kind of put you in a bit of a better mood.
Better mood. And like I think Al could tell, like even if I didn't say it, like if we were on Skype, she could kind of see it on my face if I was having a good day. So it's like just knowing your spouse. Cause like they're not gonna tell you everything. And
yeah. And they're probably going to try to avoid to tell you if they're having
a bad day.
Yeah. Or if they don't want to talk. That's the biggest thing is, you know, especially by the time we got to like 4 or 5 months in, I feel like you would be more comfortable in telling me like, hey, I had a shit day. I really don't want to talk right now. Like not in an offensive way, but just in a, I need to zone out, you know, sit on Facebook for a few minutes and go to bed.
Yeah. And I think it's like just understanding that that's a emotion that we have.
Yeah, it's not you. It's
just zoning out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like not thinking and focusing on anything particular because that's what you do all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I saw the opposite where the guy didn't talk to his wife the entire deployment. And I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
But you're not like the spouses that were like very demanding of like, if you don't talk to me at
this time
and tell me this and this, and this, then I'm mad at you.
When
they
I was,
can't do that.
When I was a team leader, I you know, I banned phones from work because, like, they would jump on their phones and try and text throughout the day. I'm like, dude, I don't care that it's your wife right now. Like, awesome, get it. You know, we're all away. We're all missing our families. She needs to grow up.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I get talking, like, you know, your hour at night, if you can get that or whatever, but
you're all in the same
boat. Oversaturation is just fucking killer.
And also, like, the whole thing.
Go ahead, sure.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, the whole thing is, like, you know, when you marry someone in the military, the mission comes first. You don't come first.
Yeah.
And people that can't accept that, they're going to have a hell of a lot harder time.
Absolutely.
You have to kind of be, and, you know, that's something that I kind of realized in myself when we got married, is you kind of have to be that person that's okay with being independent. You know, Chappie right now is in a unit that deploys every other year. And if you can't accept that moment of, like, you know.
And hell, we were on, we almost left like a couple months ago for
Korea. Yeah. So it's like, you just got to stay on your toes and just realize, like, this is what you signed up for. This is what he signed up for. And
flexibility.
You're going to walk out a stronger person.
Yes. When we had that, Army wives don't serve two posts.
Yes.
I'm going to tell all of you right now. I had so much to say, but I'm a very blunt person, so I kept it to myself. But one of the things I really wanted to say and kind of forgot to say was, as to where I do not think that we serve in the sense of, like, our rank, I did read a couple posts that I totally agreed with, that, like, yes, in a sense we do kind of serve in the fact that we support our husbands and or our wives, and we keep the home front good going and rolling. But to those who do the we serve, or well, I forget what the other one was, but this is the military. If you didn't know what you were signing up for, I feel like maybe you don't have your eyes open.
Agreed.
They don't get to choose when and where and for how long, and neither do you. So I know that it's kind of zigzaggy. I had it going in my head and it sounded better, but
no, you're totally right. I mean, the way that bash me if I'm, I don't like the word serve, but
yeah, I don't either.
I like to think that if you're going to say the word serve, you know, spouses serve a purpose. We serve a purpose in our soldier's life, in our community's life, in, you know, keeping them on the straight and narrow, keeping the households under control, and helping out in any way that we can. But
yeah, and a lot of the times I feel like we ground them.
Yeah.
We bring them back from almost that institutionalization, because the Army is so structured.
And there's no mission focus, that it's like you kind of have to bring them back down to, you know,
Earth.
Day to day, yeah.
Civilian, like.
Which is, you know, I think whoever, like, made that actual, like, the original post, not so much the one that you guys posted, but, like, when someone originally said, we serve too as wives or spouses, mm-hmm. like, that's what they meant. And then what's happened is you gotten all these fucking crazy people, and they're like, you need to salute me. I'm a lieutenant colonel's wife. And, like, once you get to that point, like, that's where I'm like,
but you also get the veteran pages too, that, like, they also interpret it in that mindset, and they post it as, like, look at these spouses. They think they serve. You know, it's a double-edged sword.
Well,
it really is.
You get that, like, it's just like anything. You get that, you know, 5-10% that's fucking lunatics.
Right.
And then y'all get lumped into it.
Yeah.
That's it really does suck. I'm not even going to pretend I hate the word dependa. If Warrigal wants to piss me off, he'll knife hand me and he'll say dependa. And yeah. I have been known to come over couches. I'm not even gonna play. I can't handle it. It makes me so angry. I don't even know why the knife hand bothers me so much. I think it's just because I know, like, the person. Stop it.
You're better than me. I knife hand with my my claws, and I really get.
Ooh, see, girl, look.
Yes, we're
I'll
like.
I'll knife hand you.
This is my. Stop it. This is my defense.
Whoa. Mine too. And I got mine, like, extra pointy today.
That's what I do. But you know what? Chappie doesn't complain because, like, I give the best back and head scratches in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are definitely way over time right now. So let's do some closing thoughts here. True?
Oh, man, closing thoughts. Let's see. I don't know. I just, you know, be there for your spouse and be flexible. That's all you can do. Just do your best to hang in there every day. That's all we've got.
Agreed. Raven?
You know, for my closing thoughts, I want to tell all of our spouses and our vets that do follow the page, and I don't think we tell you enough, thank you guys for following us and supporting us. We need you guys as much as you, like, need us. I like to think that you need us, but thank you, because you guys are awesome, and I love your guys' feedback, and I love the way you interact on the page. Keep it up. You guys are amazing.
Definitely. Choppy?
Closing thoughts. I think it's amazing to, you know, I've never listened to a podcast of females or spouses getting together and just kind of sharing the stories and kind of getting that understanding of what y'all go through. And maybe trying to explain, like, my side or our side of things. It's really mind-opening. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, letting me be on this show.
I just want to thank you for you guys for sharing your stories and your hard times and your good times, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all have the same issues and the same thoughts, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or to others. And I want to thank Chappie for giving us the veteran side, because, you know, sometimes I feel as a spouse, you get really stuck in your head of what's going on in your life, and you don't sometimes realize the other side of it. So thank you for shedding light on some things that I'm sure some spouses out there need to hear.
And vets,
definitely. I think it's an important conversation to have, and I'm glad we've had it. And I promise the next show will be more lighthearted. I know for the first two shows, have been going very serious. We have a lot planned, people, so stay fucking tuned. But yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for following us and for, like Raven said, sharing and commenting and interacting, because, you know, we all have stories and we all have things we want to talk about, and to hear someone else talk about it too makes you feel like, wow, I'm not insane. I'm not fucking crazy today, you know? But with that, please make sure to check us out on Unconventional Vet Spouse on Facebook and Instagram. I still have yet to check out our Instagram. I do apologize. I am very shitty at keeping up with it. Website is also coming soon for those that are wondering, and gear should be coming as well within an amount of time that I cannot disclose because I don't know. You've been listening to Not Another Military Spouse on DB Radio, powered by WDBR. I am Owl, and with that, I say goodnight.
Radio.